The Gemara tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his tremendous chavivos, his tremendous love for the mitzvos, separated three Ari Miklot in Iver Hayardin, even before those Ari Miklot would have the capacity for actually protecting murderers. And Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzava to Yeshua that when Yeshua entered Eretz Yisrael, or when Yeshua finished the conquest of Eretz Yisrael, he should set aside another three Ari Miklot, and then when there's a total of six Ari Miklot that are set aside, then all of them will be capable of protecting murderers who flee within their boundaries for refuge. And there's actually a machloikes amongst Achronim about what the tzivoy was of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua. Some Achronim say that Moshe was mitzavet to Yeshua that as soon as he enters Eretz Yisrael, he should set aside another three Ari Miklot. Even though, say these Achronim, those three Ari Miklot would be just as helpless as the three Ari Miklot in Eir HaYarden until the 14 years of Kibush Bechiluk are over. Indeed, the Lashon of the Sifrei of the Medrash Halacha is mashma that just like certain mitzvos hateluyos ba'aretz, like Meiser and like Shemitah, do not begin to take effect until achar kivush v'chiluk, so too the power of Ari Miklot to guard and to save a roitzeach does not come into its prime until achar kivush v'chiluk. And nevertheless, say these Achronim, Moshe Rabbeinu is mitzava Yeshua to follow in his footsteps and to separate the three Ari Miklot immediately upon arriving in Eretz Yisrael, even though they wouldn't be effective until Achar Kivush V'chiluk. And other Achronim say no, that Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his Chavivos HaMitzvah, separated the Ari Miklot and Eivar Yardin. But for Yeshua, he said you can wait until Achar Kivush V'chiluk, then you'll separate all of the Ari Miklot. Now, it's interesting, the Tosefta has a very interesting discussion. The Tosefta claims that Yeshua did two hafrashos as soon as he entered Eretz Yisrael. One hafrasha was of the three cities that ultimately would be Ari Miklot. The three cities that the Braisa lists on Daf Tesam would be Kadesh, Bahar Naphtali, and Chevron, etc. Those three cities, he was mafresh as soon as he came into Eretz Yisrael. However, those three cities were not conquered until later in the 14, in the 7 years of conquest and the 7 years of Chiluk. So therefore, says the Tosefta, Yeshua was mafresh a different set of three cities to fulfill their function temporarily, a set of three cities that he conquered earlier, which implies against the Sifrei. The Sifrei says that the Ari Miklot only take effect after the 14 years of Kivush V'chiluk. The Tosefta implies that the Ari Miklot begin to have their power even before the 14 years of Kivush V'chiluk. As long as the six main Ari Miklot are separated, so then Ari Miklot can begin to have their power, whether those six Ari Miklot are in Jewish possession or whether they're not in Jewish possession. As long as those cities are designated, so now the Ari Miklot can begin to function, and therefore Yeshua designated the three cities which he had not yet conquered, and then he separated three other cities to function as sort of like a detour, sort of a temporary fill-in for those main three Ari Miklot until the three main Ari Miklot were conquered, which suggests that there may be more than one din of Ari Miklot. And I want to elaborate that on this further. But before we do that, I want to turn to one other quick inyan. The Gemara mentions that there were six main Ari Miklot, and then there were 42 Arei Halevim. The Gemara says, what's the difference between the six main Ari Miklot and the Arei Halevim? The six main Ari Miklot are Koilet even Shaloi Ladas. A person does not have to know, does not have to invoke the protection of these six Ari Miklot. However, the 42 Ari Halevim, the cities which were designated as belonging to the Levim, but which also have the power to protect and provide asylum for unintentional murderers, those six cities, their power must be invoked if they are to protect the unintentional murderer, if the murderer enters one of these cities but is unaware of their power to protect him, then his blood is still hefker to the Goyal Adam, even though he's in one of those 42 Ari Miklat. So that's the chiluk that the Gemara gives. And the Gemara later on brings a machlokes, which the Rambam paskins furthermore, that there's a second chiluk between these two groups of cities, the six main Ari Miklat and the 42 cities that are given to the Leviim. The six main Ari Miklat, says the Rambam, there's no power, the citizens of that city cannot charge the unintentional murderers for dwelling in their city. But in the 42 cities of the Leviim, so they're allowed to charge the unintentional murderers. So here already we have a paradigm. There's a paradigm of two types of Ir Miklat. There's one type of Ir Miklat, which is Kolet Midas and Shaloi Midas, and another type which is only Kolet Midas. There's one type which is Nitan not only to be Mechaper and to be Matzil, the murderers from the Goyalei Hadam, but it's also L'chol Chayosam. Those six main Ari Miklot are designed to provide a vacation, a hotel, whatever the murderers need. It's free, they can't be charged rent. As opposed to the 42 Ari Leviim, it's only there for Kapara and Hatzalah, but not necessarily L'chol Chayosam. It's not the job of those 42 cities to make life comfortable for the murderer. Two paradigms of Ari Miklat. Now turning back to the Hafrasha that Moshe Rabbeinu performed and the Hafrasha that Yehoshua performed. So many Achronim are bothered. The Chayra, in fact, the Netziv says even more poignantly, the Netziv believes that Moshe Rabbeinu was mitzvah Yehoshua, that Yehoshua should be mafresh, the self-same Ari Miklat in Eir HaYarden, that Moshe himself had already been mafresh. He wants to know, the Chayra, this is redundant. Why does Yehoshua need to perform a hafrasha and a hazmana, a preparation and a separation of those self-same cities which Moshe Rabbeinu already prepared and then Moshe Rabbeinu already separated? And the Netziv answers, maybe it's just tzivoy in general that Yehoshua should make sure that the remaining three cities are set aside so that the first three cities can begin to function. And maybe it's an azhara that if the first three cities get destroyed, that Yehoshua should be careful to separate another three cities that meet the same criteria that Moshe Rabbeinu intended, or that Moshe Rabbeinu found in those first three cities. This is what the Netziv says. But I asked myself, is it possible that there's more than just chibuv ha-mitzvah that lay behind the hafrasha that Moshe Rabbeinu performed in Eiver HaYarden? Is it possible that there's more than just chibuv ha-mitzvah that lay behind the hafrasha that Yeshua was commanded to make at the beginning, at the outset of his conquest? Maybe just like we found that there are two paradigms of Ari Miklat, there's the six-city paradigm and the 42-city paradigm. In the Gemara on Daf Yod, so too, maybe there's two paradigms of Ari Miklat that depend on different times. It could be that Ari Miklat, which is Hufrash, has some of the dinim of an Ir Miklat and not other dinim of an Ir Miklat. The best example so far that we've seen, L'cha'ayra, is the mashmaos of the Tosefta. The Tosefta was mashma that when Yeshua separated the three cities in Eretz Yisrael that had not yet been conquered, that somehow gave a koyach to other cities which he was mafresh to be koylate and to be matzil and to be mechaper for unintentional murderers. So there is some chalois. Had Moshe Rabbeinu not been mafresh the original three cities, then as much as Yeshua had been mafresh in Eretz Yisrael, perhaps the substitute cities would not have had the koyach. But once there are six cities that are designated, that already they have a shem Ir Miklat to enable other cities to be koylate the roitzchim. I don't know, maybe it's a possibility that there's one type of din in Ir Miklat that it has power unto itself, And there's another din in Ir Miklat that it's sort of like a battery. It fuels and it powers other cities in their ability to provide asylum for Reitzchim. So maybe what Moshe Rabbeinu did by separating it wasn't simply l'mitzvah ba'alma. He was like a mitzvah, as I say, like shaking a lulav. Maybe by separating it, he already activated half of the battery, which would ultimately power Ari Miklat in Eretz Yisrael, in spite of the fact that the original six cities were not fully functioning as Ari Miklat, were not fully in Jewish hands. That's one possible nafkamina. Another nafkamina is what the Netziv mentions in terms of an Ir Miklat which is destroyed. The mashmos of the Gemara on Daf Yod is that if there's nisma'atu ha'uchlusin, or nisma'atu ha'diyurin, if the surrounding villages, or if the residents of an Ir Miklat somehow took a precipitous decline, and there were fewer villages around it, or fewer residents, we don't simply say, oh, the city has lost one of its characteristics that make it, that are required for it to be an Ir Miklat, and therefore we can go about finding a replacement city. No, the Gemara says, if the uchlusin or if the diurin fall below the threshold, so then we have to increase, we have to bring in more villages, we have to bring in more citizens. We can't simply switch ayaros, but we have to restore this city to its original status. As opposed to by mayim, the Gemara says, when you're originally setting aside Ari Miklat, you should make sure that the Ir Miklat is in a place where there's mayim. And if there's no mayim, you should bring mayim there. So some achroinim say, well, let's see, or maybe even mishainim, presumably huadin, the same halacha would apply if somehow the water source of this city dried up, that there would be an inyan to bring another water source, to create a canal to bring water to this city. Just like if the population declines, it's a mitzvah to bring in new citizens. But maybe one could say that no. Maybe when the citizenry declines, there is a mitzvah to bring new citizens, and we don't simply say you can switch the Ir Miklat to someplace else. But maybe if the Ir Miklat's water source dries up, the reason that the Braisa didn't mention that we bring in new water is because if the water source dries up, perhaps there's permission to switch the identity of the Ir Miklat. So based on this, maybe one could make another chiluk. Maybe one could say that the Ari Miklat that Moshe Rabbeinu was mafrish don't require like mamish destruction of the water source or total, you know, fire or whatever, destruction of the town in order to be switched, but maybe that they have a shame Ir Miklat that when the other three are separated, then they suddenly acquire Ir Miklat status. But at the same time, perhaps there's permission to switch these Ari Miklat, even for lesser excuses than would be necessary to switch fully functional Ari Miklat. But perhaps, to some extent, these Ari Miklat still have a din of Ir Miklat. Meaning they still have a din of Ir Miklat, so therefore they automatically attain their full stature when the other three Ayaris in Eretz Yisrael are set aside, or when the other three Ayaris in Eretz Yisrael begin to function. But until that point, they have an Ir Miklat, they're on a trajectory to become an Ir Miklat, but still, even without a Chorban, even without destruction of the water source, they're still capable of losing their Hafrasha and Hasmana status and being replaced by other cities. That was something I was thinking maybe in terms of explaining the partial status of the Ari Miklat that Moshe and Yeshua separated. I mean, basically, there's still a lot of work that needs to be done, but we need to make a list of all of the halachos that pertain to a fully functioning Ir Miklat, both to a fully functioning Ir Miklat that belongs to the 6 and a fully functioning Ir Miklat that belongs to the 42. Then we have to ask ourselves, when Moshe Rabbeinu separated the 3 Ari Miklat, when he was mitzava Yeshua to separate the 3 Ari Miklat before Yerusha v'Yeshiva, did none of those dinim apply? Or did some of those dinim apply? And if some of those dinim apply, which dinim are they? Okay, that's all I was wondering. And it's still a lot of work that needs to be done.